Okay, so we're on Daf Kuf Dalet. We're in the parak dealing with Pilul. V'yamod Pinchas v'yipalel v'yipalel el Hashem. The Loshon Pilul we said is the, when I get the generic word for Kol Sugei Tefillah, but there's something hidden in here that we saw in Halacha LaMaaseh, that the Musag of Tefillah, what we call Shmoneh Esrei, Yud-Ches, is the Musag of Oimed Lifnei HaMelech. There's sometimes you can be calling out to Hashem, but you lo magish that you Oimed Lifnei HaMelech. Tefillah is this aspect of, it's not just the Hagoshes Halev, the Oimed Lifnei Hashem. And this was the Knait she made that was so liberating last week, was that there are the two aspects of Oimid from Hashem. The one is the Hagosha, the Amiti, that I have Imunah, and that I know that I'm standing in front of Hashem. Aval, there's something deeper here, and that is whether you know it or not, that's the Metzias. It's the Metziyut. If the Halacha is that in Shmoneh Esrei, Taka Oimid Lifnei HaMelech, I said, that's the Metzias. Whether you feel it or not, it's the Metziyut. And he said, to the end last week, we said, in order to feel it, you need a Munah. You have to be able to see it. It's real for you. Aval, in Tefillah, there's this added aspect that even if you don't, the Metzias doesn't change. That a person needs to know. But the bottom of Kuf Dalet, the Daimit Tefillah Mamash LeBeis HaMikdash. Tefillah is Mamash like Beis HaMikdash. Chinese boyim, the Mishesheichen Babaize, the Zuho at Fosses, Sham. Hashem Mamash. I used to make a shvur. You make a shvur with Hashem, Hashem. How do you do that? Do you say, I'm making a shvur b'mi sheichen b'bayis hazeh? That's a tfisa on the Hashem Mamash. What do you mean? I'm making a shvur on the one that dwells here. Well, you have to make a shvur b'Hashem Hashem. That is a tfisa of the Hashem Hashem, because where does Hashem dwell? It says, spat in my eye. The Hashem says, my eyes and my mind are there all the time. All the time. You have to be careful when you go on Har HaBayis. We don't go, but if you're going to go, you have to be very careful because your mamash einai velibush sham kol hayomim. When you shush a rock al Har HaBayis, he spits on the Har HaBayis. It's like he's spitting in Hashem's face. Rachmon letzlan. State in Malachim, Aleph. Ube tefillah ne'em gam kein oisa loshen. The brokers davchav galut, davchav dalut, harek betfilosu ki ilu rak vifneame. Someone who spits while he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, it's like he's spitting in front of the king. The same loshen. Someone who spits on the Har HaBayis is like he's spitting Hashem's ayach, whatever that means, Rachman Aslan. And somebody who spits while he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, it's like he's spitting in Hashem. Imagine you stand in front of the king and you spit on the floor, off with the head, you know. If the first the Hilchas Eilu Einem Kepshutom, Ela Rak Divrei Regesh V'Yisairas, Harei Bitlas Kol HaTorah. So if you would have a tendency to say, there's a lot of locha Kepshuton, you can't take those words Kepshuton, that the Mamash Oimed Lifnei HaMelech, and if you spit, you're spitting in the face. So Rak Divrei Regesh V'Yisairas, it's just Chazal put it into Loshen to Ma'ira us and to give us a feeling. As the Rebbe told the Kol HaTorah, you just wiped out the whole Torah. You just wiped out the whole Torah. If the halacha isn't saying what it's saying, it's giving you a bit of chizuk, as in the whole Torah is a waste of time. You just wiped out the whole Torah. When the halacha is halacha that you immediately say, it's halacha. To me, no, it doesn't mean that really. You just, it's just to make you feel a bit, you know, to give you a bit of regish. Then you can take the Shulchan Aruch and pack it away. You don't need it anymore. If that's how you're going to learn Torah, as Mashaveh, as the Rebbe told the Kol HaTorah. Well, can etzem amam b'shel tefila tzarich shiyove sa'adam l'moire godol v'simcha tzuma. At the same time, This maimed of tefillah that you oimed lifnei amelech is supposed to bring a person to an awe, enormous awe and simcha. You're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you get a phone call now, yeah, to say, a Kodesh Baruch Hu has agreed to give you a 15-minute meeting, personal meeting, you're going to the room and you and Hashem are in the room together alone. Hey, who wouldn't pay $1 billion for that? Private meeting with the Melech. I mean, we have it in Israel 3 times a day. So that's a Moira. Oh, you're standing in front of the Melech. Together with an enormous Simcha. Simcha that I have a private audience. You go, yeah, but I don't feel it. We already said you don't have to feel it. You have to know you're standing in front of the king. You're standing in front of Hashem and you're dovokin Hashem in reality. Real. You can't explain, you can't write down this feeling. Someone who felt it even once knows that it's the greatest tainug, it's the greatest pleasure that anybody could ever get in this world. So imedlifna melech and feel that real. When you're standing up to David, mitpalel, your heart should be so happy that you're able to talk to Elokim, and there's no pleasure greater than that. So what does everybody else do? Yeah, there may be a few people now and again. Told you the mice about Rav Don. He just couldn't part company. The plane's flying and he's leaving and he just can't take 3 steps back because it was very hard to say goodbye. Okay, there are people like that. So what am I supposed to do in the meantime? You don't feel the awesomeness of the Ma'amad. You haven't got there yet. But you have to know in your seichel. In your seichel, you need to know. In your seichel, you need to know. In your seichel, at least, you need to know. It hasn't gone into the hergish yet. You're not feeling it. It's not real yet. About in the munah of the seichel, person needs to know that's where the avoider is. The light, slowly, slowly, hopefully that will come. That will start being, Shalom Eli, sorry, I didn't see you. You were on the, I just noticed that you were there now. Sorry, I'm on a small screen. It only gives me 2 pictures at a time. So the first two get, I have to slide it across. I didn't, sorry. Okay. So that's the vault. The vault is to start just knowing the halacha says you're immediately from Hashem. You have to know that. Got it. Okay, fine. Same as you know that you need boss of a cholov, they're not tough. Why? You feel something wrong? You feel something? No. You take a lulav, an esrog with a black spot, you don't feel that it's possible. You just know that if it's got a black spot, it's possible. There's no emotion involved there. So too, you have to know that the halacha says you oimed lifnei Hashem, as in you oimed lifnei Hashem. If you will feel it, then you'll know about it. Like he said, it's very hard to even talk about if you have that. He could talk about it because he was very close. Or we have to at least start with intellectual imunas, as the IMS. Amna. Imna va tefillah miloshen mishpat. Remember we said that there's two lashonos of tefillah. Right in the beginning, we said it's there's two aspects. There's loshen mishpat, loshen pilru, is loshen mishpat. Shoise mishpat. We said tefillah is loshen din ve mishpat. It's also the loshen of tefillah. Stop. Tefillah is din v'mishpat. What was the other word? Oh, loshen hischabrus, loshen coming together. There's din v'mishpat, and then there's loshen chibur. Okay, so im nitvaya tefila meloshen mishpat. Vugamken, that's mishpat, means coming before the dayonim, the falfel. Vugamken bia nifla, al klalos inyan atfila, vush inyan atfila hu lishpoit ha-emes, ma shi emes la-mita. What's din and mishpat got to do with tefila? Is we need to, lishpoit ha-emes, we need to judge the truth. And no, emes la-mita. So now he says, look, this requires a bit of bit of thinking. You know, yesh emes be'etzem, v'yesh emes be'mikro. The two types of emes. Emes be'etzem, be'etzem, it's the emes. That we understand. If it's emes, it's emes. Is it a body shall olam? No, it's the emes be'etzem. But there's a thing called emes be'mikro. We have to see what that means. Rambam mavah loshon apostle Hashem Elokim emes. What does it mean? Hashem Elokim emes. Terak hu yisbarach emes la mitas emes. But it means Hashem is emes. It just doesn't mean, oh well, Hashem's a reliable. He's an emesdika guy. You can rely on. You know, it means he's the essence of what emes is. He is emes la mitas emes. Ubiad varov. The kol tova nimtze ba'olam nimtze rak b'mikra. Everything that exists in the world exists per mikra because it's possible that it's not there. Now, Hashem could have decided not to create that tree. Hashem could have, it's possible that it's not there. It happens to be here. Well, it could not be here. Umameila Metzias called Dova Enu Amitis Be'etzem. Therefore, nothing in the Bria is Amitis Be'etzem. Its existence is Be'emes. Hashem exists imperatively. It's impossible that he's not here. It's impossible that his existence doesn't exist. His existence is emes be'etzem. So it takes a while to help this concept. We understand that Hashem is emes be'etzem. Other things, they exist because they exist, but they could not exist. So their emes is only b'mikra. They just happen to exist. And tomorrow he won't exist. Status, he won't exist. His existence isn't imperative. But Hashem can't not exist. That means his emes is be'etzem. That's who he is, and that's what his existence is mukhra. Then the Shreina Rambam. You see where he's going with this. In Gala Adas, you'll think that none of the nimtzoyim, the things we find, milvadoi matzui, without him or matzui, v'hu levadoi ye matzui, he alone is matzui, v'lo yibotol hu lebutlom, shekola nitzim tzrichim loy, all the things that we find in the world, the nimtzoyim, the things that are nimtzoyim from Loshon Yoytzi, all the things that came out of him, means all the bria, they need him. V'hu baruchu enu tzarich lehem, he doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything in the Bria. Bichlal. He was before the Bria. He'll be after the Bria. Shum shino etzlo. Lots of rechotam. Lepikach eina mitosoi ka amitas echad mehem. His emes is not like the emes of any of them. Kuma shanovi oime v'ashem elokim emes. That's what it means. Hashem is emes. Doesn't mean Hashem just, he tells the truth. How do we understand? Hashem elokim emes. Oh, Hashem tells the truth. Yeah, he doesn't lie. No. He is emes. He's the getter of emes. He is the etzem, what emes is. Who levadoya emes, says the Rambam. Only he is emes. Ve'ein la'acha emes ka mitmotsoy. No other creature has the emes that he has the emes. Who shall novi oime, ein oid milvadoy. That's what the novi means when he says, ein oid milvadoy. Kloima, ein shamotsu emes milvadoy ka moitsoy. There's nothing else that you'll find in the world that except for him, that has this emes, that has this tchuna of emes la bitoy, Hashem Elokim emes. Okay, difficult concepts to grasp, and I'm not sure where he's going with this. Let's see what he wants with this. Who wants to sit and judge? What's the MS? He wants to find out. Everyone says this one says this, this one says that, that one says, no, what is the MS? I want to know. My MS Labit. God comes to you and says, listen, you're a Haredi Jew. I want to know. My MS Beimet. He doesn't want to know what the truth is in a certain subject. You know what's the truth about this? He says this, she says that. What's the truth? No. No, he wants to know and examine and explore and judge what is the total MS mitzad ha-MS ha-Mitzius. What is MS? He doesn't want to know, is there a God, isn't there a God? It's a God, it's a God. No, he wants to know, ma be-MS, what is reality? He's coming to examine this, judge this. Then you'll find that you're standing in front of the boy roilo. So who is Barach Hametziyut Hamitis Hatoifeses Kol Hametzius Kule? He is the MS, and not just a MS. He's the MS that grasps the entire universe, the entire Bria. He is the only thing. If you're looking for one, is MS, you'll always come to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is the objective truth? Let's put it that way. Objective, what's the truth? Not what do you think, what do I think, what does he think, what is the MS? You think there is a God, I think there isn't a God. Well, so one of us is wrong. No, you can be right and I can be right. It's total nonsense. And isn't a bigger Boba Meister than that? What you think, that's what the truth is. No, the truth is the truth, irrespective of if you are or not. Whether you are Yar or not, the truth would be the truth. Truth is truth. MS is MS. And if that's the MS you're looking for, then there's only one place you can back up into, and that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because there is no other MS Lamitri. Everything else is MS per mikro. It can be here today and gone tomorrow. That's not MS. That's why the benchmark of MS is always Torah. You want to know what the truth is, you always have to go back to Torah, because that's the expression. That's the expression of the Rotzon Hashem, and he is Emes, and that's the expression of his Emes.
Yes, we see also with the Sheker, it's the opposite. Sheker doesn't stand. We see with the letter Shin, Kuf, and Resh, it doesn't stand. Emes is standing. Yeah.
It's on, and it stands on, yep. There's another interesting point. Now that you're raising it, it just reminded me, there can be lots of Shekers. A lot of shekers. There's only one MS. I can bring you a million shekers about a certain conversation, discussion, inyan, but there can only be one MS about it. It either is or it isn't. That's the truth. You can't have many truths about the same thing. Because if that's the MS, that's the MS. And that's why Hashem Elokeichem MS always brings you back to the one. It's Hashem Elokeichem MS. It's always the one. There's one MS. But you're right. Sheker doesn't have a regal. And it's only got one regal. It stands on shaky ground. It's not gonna last. Okay, so what do we do with this? This is interesting and it's nice and philosophical. Well, Mao Simim says, what does it have to do with Tila ultimately? What is Kiviyochel, the quality? What is this MS? Godul Gibu Venoira ad Ein Tachlis. Shagam Zuhu MS Hagadoila Hamafakis Hakol. If the Yamshichlis Boinan be MSU, the Godul Gibu Venoira ad Ein Tachlis. When you start thinking about this MS, Miyadis Oira Le Pael Le Reiman Le Halal Shabbos. When you start thinking about this MS, we start thinking about what we just spoke about. And we have to think about it a lot because we don't really, I'm talking about myself, I don't know about you, but it's very avoided to get in touch with this MS Lamito, what's MS per micro, the concepts that are hard. We're not used to thinking like that. So we have to think about it. But when you all start thinking about this MS, MS Lamito, MS Be'etzem, Miyad, and I think the miyad doesn't mean immediately either. Whenever it says miyad about these things, I'm going to go the way they learn the Rambam's miyad. It doesn't mean immediately. It means behechrach, that it will happen. It has to happen, of course. But it doesn't mean straight away. You'll have this burning desire inside to sing halal, to praise Hashem, l'roimim. Because that's the natural outpouring of the recognition of Hashem's emes. And it's undividable from there.
Yeah. In that tefillah, we have the possibility to connect with the emes. It's a connection with the emes.
That's what you do.
Connection with, yeah.
When you touch the MS, when you're in touch with MS be'etzem, then you're in touch with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that automatically gives a rise to this desire to meroimem, to praise, to shevach, to be misoiru with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nachon.
But perhaps also with the Limud Torah, I don't know.
100% for sure, because when you're learning Torah, you're in touch with the Amitah, the MS be'etzem as well.
Yeah,
for sure. Tefillah and Torah are two sides of the same coin. Mm-hmm. Tefillah and Torah are not essentially two separate concepts. They're very, very connected. Nachon.
Yeah.
You'll notice that when you're learning nicely and well, your tefillah gets better as well. And when you're davening properly, your learning improves as well. I don't know if you've noticed that. There's just one nekuda. About Torah and Tefillah, Nachon. Nachon. The two big avoiders. And both of them, the fool you just pointed out is correct, is both of them are your Isaac in the Amitas, what's called Amitas L'Torah. Amitas L'Torah, that's Halacha, that's Halacha. It's not the Mikra, ze be'etzem, ze ha'emes. Be'etzem, ze ha'emes. There's nothing to talk about. The Torah says, you're Oymed Lifnei Hashem. No, are you Oymed Lifnei Hashem or not? For sure, because that's emes l'amitah. Hashem Elokechem emes, and Hashem is Torah. For sure. The Torah is a gilu of the rotten of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There can only be emes.
In the tefillah,
why do we call it Torah's emes? It's the same idea. It's not emes per mikra.
We spoke to a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the tefillah, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke with us in the Limud Torah.
Nachon, 100%. It's the same. It's two sides of the same coin. Nachon. And they're both MS. Hashem Elokeichem MS and Torah's MS. And it has to be that way because Torah and Hashem is the same thing. Our job is to connect to that oneness, to that amitah. Yeah, we're doing it through Torah, but in Achinami, through Torah as well. Do we get up to? It's not separate from him. It's him. He's praised, praiseworthy, whatever that means. With praises, tishbachos, mikoach ein soifim isparach, infinite praises. And the awesome multiple worlds that he created, the details, the awesome, unbelievable, niflaim. You always have to get back to Shara Bechina. I don't know how you can ever leave Shara Bechina. Shara Bechina is where you start getting in touch with the chokhmah, the awesomeness, and the beauty of the Borei Olam. Chesed. Umitruna says, "Boynen is b'amitos yisbarach shebehechrach yismal alibu b'shirus v'shtoch bo'is." Mamele, it has to be. You start thinking about the emes of Hashem. Your heart has to be filled with singing and praise. Yashiyasig ma ha'emes hazois. When you start grasping and understanding ma zeh ha'emes hazois. By the way, Rav Shmuel, I wanted to show you. I've spoken about it before, but you'll see where tefillah and Torah come very much together. Is what's the last bracha we make before we daven Shmoneh Esrei?
makes Gal Israel.
Gal Israel. And before that, what do we say? How does it start?
Yeah.
Abba Rabba.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Sorry, before Kriya Shema. Yeah, but not before, sorry, not before Shmon Esrei. Before Sticha, Sticha, Sticha. Before Shema Israel. What's the bracha we say? Abba Rabba. Yeah? That's Birkas HaTorah. That's a bracha on Torah. You say just before Kriya Shema. What's Kriya Shema? Abba Hashem. The Dveikas in Hashem. It comes via the Torah. The meditation on Torah brings you to Shema Israel, which is Vahavtes Hashem Elokecho.
We finish.
Tefillah
with...
is, what's Tefillah? Tefillah is Omed Lifnei Hashem. Shiras V'tish Bochos. Like we see here. Just another indication that Tefillah and Torah, they're the Mamash Mechubar. Okay. Now, because Yamshich Oid B'chipus HaEmes, if you carry on this search for truth, Yitmach Leiv Mevakshei Hashem, the simcha of the lave comes from a person who's looking for Hashem, looking for the truth, not necessarily found it. Yismach lev mavakshe Hashem. You don't say yismach lev matzata Hashem. No, no. This actual emes search for truth is a simcha. Eizem etzias od yesh betoch hanivroim shibora kodesh bochu hare mikol hanivroim et mihu moitze rishon. When you're looking to continue the search for the MS. Eizem etzias od yesh betoch hanivroim shibora kodesh bochu hare mikol hanivroim et mihu moitze rishon. When you start looking, you start investigating the Bria, you start looking at everything that's found in the world, you're looking for Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the first thing you find? What's the first thing you discover? You find yourself. Because you always have to ask yourself, who's doing the search? Somebody wants to ask the Kotzke Rebbe, where can I find Hashem? And he said to him, who wants to know? First, you've got to find yourself. Who's the person you're closest to yourself? Adam Korover et Masa Yosemia Kol. The Shiavchin Mahutha shall Bria Zula Mitas HaEmes. When you start getting to understand the essence of this Bria, La Mitas HaEmes, Yimta es Atzmoy Bria Shifla Oko Eves Hasho Efes Umetzapel Yeshua Mimenisbarach. You know what you find? You find a very vulnerable, very weak, very lowly, pained creature who's yearning for the Yeshua that comes from Hashem. What's the MS? I recognize my lackings, and I yearn for Hashem to fulfill those lackings. Because if you could, you would have already. Why didn't you? If you have a lack, why do you have a lack? Just fill it. So you want Hashem to you. So you're yearning and begging Hashem to help you fill that lack. So when a person starts looking for the MS, the first thing he discovers himself, because he's the closest thing. Where are you going to start looking? You're going to go to Antarctica to discover the whales, to see the MS of Hashem? No, you start with yourself. What do you see here? You see an absolute contradiction. On the one end, you have a creature that is yearning and aspires to the highest heights. We have an aspiration in Emunah that we can talk to the creator of the universe, which is ridiculous, but that's what we know is MS. We have that yearning. But such an, yeah, I notice something that is so chosse and so vulnerable and so weak and so low and so lacking. And then I'm yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me fulfill those lacks. To finish this off quickly, Tala lefonos haemes ala toives haniflei sheosim haKadosh Baruch Hu miyom loda ad hazman sheoimed bo. Then you'll start thinking about all the chesed Hashem's done for me from the time I was conceived until now. Again, Shara Bechina. Beivasei bekim chiyosu bepanosu bekol hane noisu bekinyonoi veyodev yishabech al kol eli mipnei amitas adova. The existence, just the existence, the fact that we're alive, the panosa, the children, the family, all the pleasures, all the unbelievable chesed that Hashem does for his yom v'layla, And then you'll be hoy moide and praise Hashem for all of this because of the amitis of the dover. What's the truth? How did you get all of this stuff? Where did you come from? It's all from Hashem. The truth is that you have to praise and thank Hashem for all these things because you know what you would look like without them. It means you recognize your chesronot. You recognize that Hashem's mole those chesronot. So then you have to sing praises. Okay, this is hard stuff. This we have to go over again, Mr. Shim, next week. Think about it. This concept of emes, maze emes, that's an old, difficult concept. Well, the only emes la amitoi is Hashem himself. So we have to see how that fits into tefillah. He's now talking about shevach ve'oido. It sounds more like rina. So we have to see how this gels out. Okay, difficult morning, but Mr. Shim, we'll get it and we'll move forward with it. Well, have a simcha dika purim cotton and a shushan purim cotton, and we should be zeche to kol yeshuas of the day. They say that the shefa of purim starts coming down already on purim cotton, so we have to chop around. Mitz Hashem, have a good night of Shabbos, a good Shabbos. We'll see you next week. Mitz Hashem.
Tada, ishkaya, tada,
abba. A good night, Litrot. Good Shabbos. Yes.